You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Good day to all of you. This is the Andre Segovia Show. I am Andre Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of the program. And if you were tuning in expecting something real estate related, you're going to be a little bummed. I am not going to be talking about real estate in this episode. I'm actually focusing on a series of keeping you committed for the month. And for those of you that made resolutions to be healthier, this is an episode that can help you keep on track, or if you kind of fallen off the wagon, for you to be able to jump back on. But it's a pre-recorded episode that I did, so I'll roll the clip in a bit. But I just want to remind you that there is an event coming up. If you're in Orange County or able to travel to Orange County, in Santa Ana, California, my office is doing a how to retire without saving money program that you're able to do through real estate. And it's Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. All the details are available at the show notes accompanying this episode. So by all means, go there so you can hit the registration link so you can get to this free seminar to you to find out how you can retire without saving money through real estate, presented by the Mark One Wealth Academy. It's an exclusive program that we do through our office. It's getting more notoriety, even by outside of real estate offices that are not affiliated with us, but are wanting to incorporate this program because it is reaping benefits for clients. It's something that people have known for some time, but have never been able to visualize it in the way it's presented here. So by all means, hit my website, www.deandresegovia.com. The show notes have the registration links. By all means, let them know that I referred you, Andres, yours truly. So by all means, check it out. All right, so now on to the episode. Here we go. Roll the tape. I wanted to basically encourage all of you that have made commitments to yourself, whether it be finances, betterment in finances, or betterment in health, which most of everybody chooses to do, actually, to do better in health. That's what we're targeted by, all these different health, wellness, and fitness courses and classes and programs, and say, get on this, get on that, to do better for yourself. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But the number one enemy in all this is always ourselves. We don't have enough time, we don't have enough motivation, we don't have enough money. There's always an excuse that can derail our goals. So I just wanted to keep you committed, to keep you focused, because remember, it starts with you. It's a mindset of things. And if you're the one struggling with nutrition, if that is you, here are some quick tips that I wanted to give you on how to better your nutrition. Because you can't drop cold turkey, but don't worry, you don't have to drop cold turkey. The whole point about being a better you is to make better choices. So here's tip number one when it comes to nutrition. Say no to sugar. Start cutting back. So if you're having that sugary drink, if you can avoid it at all costs, by all means, have something different. But if you're going to have a certain beverage where you can control the intake of sugar in it, then don't have that much sugar. Well, for example, because I married a Taiwanese wife, I got exposed to, boba drinks, as they call them, or boba tea. And these things, I don't drink anymore, but if I come across that, I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? I say no to the toppings because those are added sugars I don't need or starch that I don't want. And secondly, when it comes to the sugar intake, you can actually control how much sweetness you want in it. They say regular, less, half, and very minimal to zero, which is just basically the tea. So then you can control it. So if you can intake less sugar, the whole point is to cut. You can't eliminate or drop cold turkey at once. Then just start cutting. Less sugar is better than all sugar. So that is the point when making those approaches. And tip number two, make healthier alternative choices or replacements. So if you must have some kind of sweetener, for example, to your beverages or food, you can turn something like monk's fruit or stevia as an alternative sweetener versus just a sugar, processed sugar, or these chemical alternatives that are not natural that can actually do more harm than good. Some people think that drinking Diet Cola is actually better. No, it's not. It's not better. It's actually worse. You're not doing anything healthier for yourself. You're just drinking another cocktail of chemicals. So that's another thing. And when you go to menus for your favorite restaurant, don't be looking at the stuff that's harmful to you. Look at the options that are healthy. And if there are no healthy options there, stop going to that restaurant. So see, just making better choices all around. Okay, the next tip, number three, water is your best friend. Water, believe me, the properties are amazing. The more water you drink, the better it is for you. It cleans out your body of toxins, it helps control your cravings, and it can help stave off hunger as well. So that's why if you're gonna be eating, which I recommend to eat in smaller portions and spread them throughout the day, some people eat 5 to 6 times a day, I do so too, as sometimes as many times as 7 days, depending on how active a day I'm having and how much sustenance I need to keep me going, so long as I hit what is called my macros, protein, fats, and carbs, good carbs, I am good. But in those senses, to control my intake, I also drink a lot of water. So I make it a goal of myself to have 12 cups of water minimum daily, and I drink them strategically as well to make sure it's staving off my hunger and my cravings. And also that I make sure I have access to a restroom, because that much water means that many visits to the restroom. So yeah, just keeping that in mind. Okay, another tip, if you're shopping for food, this is tip number four. Be smarter in what you're shopping for at the grocery market. The nutrition labels are there, and so are the ingredients. The less processed, the better. There's a reason why colon cancer is one of the leading causes of death in Americans, because we eat so much processed food. I am not one of those that speaks entirely against fast food. I just warn people that fast food, don't make it your primary source of food. The less processed, the better. So the cleaner you eat, the better it is. Yes, it could be a little more expensive, and it is. Who am I kidding? It is more expensive to eat cleaner, unless you go to places like Trader Joe's or Sprouts that can compete against your average grocery store that sells the thing that you probably love the most. Not everybody has to go to Whole Foods. You can do better and make smarter choices when buying things at the grocery store that doesn't hurt the wallet so much. And also, eating healthier now saves a lot more money than your medical bills down the road. Just FYI, you don't want to be tethered to a hospital bed. And believe me, as someone that spent some time in the hospital too for other unrelated reasons, it's never ever fun. So make smarter choices when you're shopping at the grocery market. The less processed it is, the better. And my final tip number five. If you want to be eating on a controlled basis, if you want to be eating cleaner also on a regular basis, but you don't have the time to prepare all that stuff, that's why there's meal prep companies. I'm hoping to bring on the program a meal prep company that I use. I cycle through 4 different meal prep companies, but it's the other one that I want to highlight can deliver meal preps that you order to basically wherever you are. If you're in Los Angeles, Orange County, or Inland Empire, that is beneficial because it's a wide-reaching service, and it's great because you can buy meals that are prepared, measured, and cater to your needs, which is fantastic because these services, believe me, they cost as much or less than your fast food meal you're getting at your local fast food joint on a daily basis. So it's something to keep in mind that can benefit you greatly in the long run. Those are my 5 tips. So by all means, stay committed. Don't lose sight of your goal. It starts with you. If you haven't started, you can start today. It's all on you. If you have started but fallen off the horse, it doesn't hurt to get back on. You don't have to wait till the new year. So that's my encouragement to you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Andres giving you some life coaching here. Check out my stuff at www.theandresagobe.com for all things that I do here. Real estate talk, tech, and life. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, I'll see you on the next one.